You hate.
I don't know what the fuck that was.
This nigga hating. House pod number 14. We house. Live on Spotify. Members, everybody's included this vid, right?
Yes, everybody's sir. Included this vid. Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
So check this out. Normally, this is what we do for our members, video version of the podcast. But you can always, after this week, you can always go to Spotify. Any place that plays podcasts, we always say Spotify. It's supposed to be on Apple Music or Apple Pod, whatever.
Yeah, it's on Apple. So,
yeah, it should be on. It should be
it's
on
Apple Music. Just you know,
I thought it wasn't on there.
It's not called Apple Pod though. Just he has a Pixel, so I wanted to make it clear for niggas.
It's on Apple though, because I've listened. So
yeah, so it's on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, all those places that you go to listen to podcasts. Or if you want the video version, it's right here. Membership's down below. Just promoting, never pushing. I want y'all to remember that. We're promoting the membership, not pushing it on you. We never want you to feel obligated to join.
Did you write that?
No.
Promoting, never pushing.
That's wild. First
topic. What are we getting into? I'm about to say how y'all Thanksgiving, but we're not. This is recording the day before.
Right.
We don't know, but hopefully everybody should be eating good. I don't know. I'll probably be eating like Taco Bell or some shit.
For real? You ain't doing Rotel this year?
I don't like what he said. Like, I do it every year. Oh, shit, Thanksgiving. Let me get this Rotel.
No,
like,
there's no Rotel. It's your dish.
That's not my dish. I have a lot of dishes. I like sushi.
That is his dish.
No, it's not.
But where did that start, though?
Nick and Trey.
No, it started because when Nick was eating Rotel hella consistent.
Yeah.
I know.
Because we would record, and he would just eat that shit every night. What are you eating?
No,
Rotel.
I never did that. You know how many times, I remember one time they came over to my house, I think I did a Mississippi roast. Something like, you know what I'm saying? Why y'all napping up? I'm like, ugh. The fuck? My phone keep falling. Fucking Pixel.
Motherfucker, that hurt.
Shit. Hold on. Yo, we ain't ready to play nobody.
Let me wait. God. I gotta take a breather, nigga. I'm AMP at the wait.
Nah. Yo, we're
gonna you see it, so bad,
they
man.
See it firsthand, bro. We're not ready to play.
They're not gonna be able to see that through the camera.
Nah, they get the gist of that though.
Damn, that's an eye opener. That's what that did. Anyway,
what's so funny is, bro. Like, nah, you didn't even do it. It wasn't even bad. You got scared for a second. You didn't know if he was going to come back up.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know.
That's the funny part, bro. He didn't really
I hit that. You know how you hit that, like, you squatting? And you go down, it's like, oh, fuck, I don't know if I'm going to be able to.
That's how it is. Yeah. Yeah. I swear. It just, he didn't
the angle wasn't correct. Anyway, so, we sitting up here podding and shit. So we got a few topics we wanted to talk about.
We ain't got no house notes, though, for the week? Nah.
Nothing for the week, man.
Cypher.
Y'all been showing. Let's get to that first. But for real, y'all been, I don't know what's crazy with the love. The TikTok been going crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Just overall, bro. Yeah, overall, like the love
has been.
Come on, can we clap it up, bro? Like the love. I started gaining followers on Instagram again.
It's been at least 5 years. So I know for me personally.
Yeah, bro. I'm thinking at least 3 or 4.
There's some real momentum going on.
Yeah, yeah. And we really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Check the TikTok out if you haven't. TikTok. Damn.
That's cool.
Check it out if you haven't. That'll be in the description. So, all right, real quick, I want to talk about the Discord, and then we'll go to everything else. I want to get this first.
Okay.
So the Discord is a private Discord. It is for members. It gives us, like, some niggas come in Discords and they be trolling and shit. But I like to keep it private because they be on top of shit. Like, they be letting me know shit fast. Like, really fast. And I can come out. I've seen, it's been some tweets and some posts that I'll see from them and hit Jeremy and Trey up. And they don't even know about it. Like, right, they be on top of it.
Right.
Also, it's really good to get an opinion. And we like to, when we do stuff. So, like, they knew about the Kick Genius search dropping. By the way, we got merch out.
Right.
What am I doing? What am I doing? What are we talking about? Hold on. Merch, we got merch. Mm-hmm. Link in the description. Check it out. Supporters, don't have to buy any. Brought back the Kick Genius merch. I said this last time. The merch was actually, or not the merch, the Kick Genius shirts have always been black. We went ahead and did white.
Yeah, tough.
And that's what's selling the most. Those white Kick Genius shirts.
Yeah. All me and you gotta do is get in shape so we can look like Jeremy and our shit.
Oh yeah, for sure. He was fooling out.
Hell yeah. No, I'm not. And that nigga took his regular shirt off with the quickness.
He said, damn.
I can't wait to do that shit. Yeah. I gotta go to the bathroom and change my shit.
Yeah, me too. That wasn't even that. I was just super excited, bro. Y'all trying to gas me.
I'll be right back.
Y'all trying to gas me.
I'm like, oh, you got my samples? All right, I'll be right back. He said, shit.
You need to try out for like a mannequin job or something.
Dude, what is going? Okay, house notes done. What else?
Hell no.
Cypher.
Before the cypher, I want to get the Discord. Okay. So by the way, so we got a Discord private, whatever, blah blah blah. I be opening that bitch up a lot, but niggas just don't be seeing it, and they be like, it don't be as many as I want. So what I'm gonna do is after this podcast, whenever you post it, I'm gonna send you a link. The link is going to be available. Actually, do this, y'all. Turn on notifications. Come on, drop the link sometime after the pod. Community post. I'm just going to do a community post. Make sure nobody's on. It won't be too long after the pod, but I'm going to drop the link for the Discord. And then that'll probably be the last time I drop it privately. That'll be the last time I drop the private Discord this year. Yeah, we got plenty of members. We got over 1,000, so we don't need any. Real quick.
1,000?
Yeah, it's 1,000 niggas in the Discord. Not 1,000 members. It's 1,000 people in the Discord. So our Discord game is heavy. Also, but
it is a good word.
Some of them are members. Some of them are the guys that sneaked in. The first time I ever posted it, I posted it publicly on accident. So a lot of niggas snuck in that way. Yeah. But it's cool though. It's fine. Once you're there, you're there. It's, you know, no biggie.
It was meant to happen.
Two things though. When you go in there, look. This is before we get to the next topic. I got to tell you, we have the jungle. We have the civil conversation. The jungle, some of the guys that got there first, set up shop, started talking shit. They all got cool. Some of the new niggas come in, they let them have it.
Mm.
Like to toughen them out. And I was like, man, we can't keep doing this. I made another room. We're going to go in here. We're going to act civilized. The jungle is for men. Like, don't go in there if you soft dog. Like you they gonna be roasting. It's gonna be a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy. Nothing like nasty. Nothing like that. But it's gonna be, you know, people going in there, they get their feelings hurt. I got in there today. I got heated at one point because niggas was talking about classics. Mm-hmm. And they was talking about Dot Lit. It's a classic. I'm like, y'all niggas don't know what classics is.
Dot Lit. Playboy Cardi.
It's a classic.
Them niggas was 100%
correct. Yeah, I know you about to say that. Yeah. Then they said DS too. Ain't no fucking classic. DS2, they were
like, haven't heard it?
I'll listen to tonight.
Dirty Sprite?
They said DS2 2. That's a DS2 2. DS2
I'm listening to that shit tonight.
Which one? What?
Which one you gonna listen to? Dial It?
DS2 is a classic?
Yeah.
Yeah, I might destroy that Discord. So I don't know if y'all gonna get that.
Destroy the Discord.
But yeah, anyway, but the civil conversation is where you go just to talk, just have a regular conversation.
Don't wanna talk music with me, man.
Nah, cause he don't know music anymore.
It's been like that for years, nigga.
Yeah.
Keep going. House notes.
Anyway. So that's it for the Discord though. Post, turn your notifications, turn them on.
Hey,
turn them on before you get to what you call
it. He is, man.
So after that, what we got? What we got?
We got the cypher, bro.
The cypher. Okay. All right, let's get to it.
All that needs to be said, December. First week of December, we're in the studio.
Right. So what ended up happening was, we got to talk to Grant.
Yeah, you're right, huh?
Yeah, let's look it up.
Week, so I need to specify.
That's soon.
Yeah, but he gonna talk to Grant. I think. So we don't know yet.
But we do got first week of December,
which is next week.
So, what are y'all feeling?
That soon.
I like a Thursday, or Wednesday or Thursday.
The third
is quest Thursday. Yeah.
So next Thursday.
That sounds good. So originally this was supposed to already be out. I think we was trying to drop it on Thanksgiving, but we found out we couldn't get the studio until late. So that kind of fucked the plan.
Yeah, man, I've been having my verse.
Right, yeah. But no, that's what.
Hold on, you going to let them know? Or is it going to be a surprise how we're doing it?
Oh, yeah, it's a surprise. Okay. They'll be able to see it. So y'all can see the house cipher. Yeah, y'all about to, yeah, that's all y'all need to see. But yeah, just be on the lookout. Now, December 3rd is not when it's coming out.
Old now, though. That's the only thing.
No, they not.
Why you say old? Tough. Like, old can't be like gold.
Well, it can, but. Yeah, I wasn't going for old bars.
Well, they might be gold, is what I'm saying. You never know. You just got to spit them. We'll see.
What type of gold? Like, is it a gold chain? Is it a couple rings?
You would know.
Okay. Yeah.
You'd be the judge on that.
All right.
So the Yeah, but December 3rd, let's specify, it's not when it comes out. That's when we hit in the studio.
Right.
Because it'll be December 3rd, niggas been in the comments. We're sorry for that.
We're in the studio December
3rd. Yeah, we don't know when it'll be out. It'll be out.
Quick as
hopefully, life. We'd want that weekend or next week.
Right.
Yeah, we got the tops. What well, should be happening, you know, niggas be, like, niggas computer cool be crashing it. And shit. Yeah. Young bitch. Young bitch. But yeah, so, this out the way. So do we talk about the ref situation?
Yeah.
What are you looking at me that good?
I think we should though. Should we
I not? Can tell when he falls in the groove. Like he's too short. Get a little too happy. You can tell.
Damn.
I think we do.
Anyway, nah. We're gonna talk about. Let's talk about the. Let's talk about the ref situation. Let's talk about what's going on with that. So. All
right.
As you can all see, or no, as you guys may have known, Freego went on social media, YouTube, Instagram. I think it was Instagram first, right? On the story.
Yeah.
Where he was like, let's see if we can get traded.
Tweet it.
Something might like that.
Tweet. Yeah. Okay.
Social media, so I think it was on everything, but he may have tweeted it first. He said, let's try to get Trey and Jeremy the ref. Right? People, the guys on the Discord on it, they sent me the link. And mind you, at this stage, like Kick Jeans, I mean, I have known what was going on. So I might see that and be like, yeah, they already know about it. But at this stage, I know if I don't know, like, that ain't happening because ain't nobody told anything to me about it. So I see it. I send it to Trey. I send it to Jeremy. Because I'm confused. I'm like, what the? Because it's just weird to see something so bold on social media and, like, ain't nobody been spoke to. So I send it to him. We get back, me and Trey have conversations. Me and Jeremy talk about it real slightly, but me and Trey actually have a conversation about it. So we ended up, fast forward a day or two. I don't know when exactly he said it, but maybe 2 days ago, 3 days ago? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Two days ago.
So, yeah, we all have a slight conversation Monday, me with Jeremy. I know y'all probably talked about it too.
Yep.
And then me and Trey had a conversation today about it. In our conversation, you said Freego was going to have a conversation with him later or mm-hmm. with Jeremy or something like that. So mm-hmm. we get over here. Jeremy called or they ended up on the phone together. We're setting up to record, you know, the reactions or whatever.
Yeah.
And
I like how life is happening.
It's official. Whoa. I'm not going to say it's official. We're still waiting on
the details.
If you want to place your bets, they'll have the conversation. The podcast will come out after the conversation. We'll know by the time this drops.
We should.
So let's go ahead and say this happening.
That's so what I'm honestly though, it's like look like it's a goal. Like
yeah,
because I don't see why
both parties know. Like it's not like Jeremy and Trey don't know Dev right. or like they know Dev. But on Freega's end is good. Kind of waiting for Dev, but to our knowledge, everything is good.
Right.
So we will be down there. Them two will be reffing. We got some other things lined up. But, bro. Yeah, look, like I said, I'm not ref. Niggas can't fuck with my call.
But they were ref. But you, what about the, you know, he mentioned the commentary.
I don't know if I want to do that.
Chilling.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to chill.
Nah,
I do want to mention.
You can record us at least.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we got some special videos lined up. Yeah.
I do want to mention we will not be playing anybody.
Yeah, I'll have on just like. Denim the whole like just to make sure like I don't step on the court. Yeah. Even part of me, even though I don't want to hoop, probably want to like try to throw a oop because Freego gonna be dunking. Dev might try to dunk.
Well, you can dunk in denim. We've seen you do that. Yeah. So you might want to
at Mercy with ripped American Eagle denim. I'm talking about real denim. I've never dunked in real denim.
That doesn't mean you can't though.
That's true. We can try if what I buy some real denim. And so that hasn't happened. Dre will be there, most likely, vlogging.
That's what's up.
I don't like saying like vlogging, like I'm a videographer and shit.
Well, you need to step into that realm because you're fucking horrible at this point. You don't know how to hold a camera.
I don't know.
You recorded some gaming videos that I don't know what you thought you was recording.
You got the one when he was recording you and you could tell he started watching you because the camera was just at the court.
Real shit?
Your shit, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Real shit? I've been doing it now? But, that's what's up.
No.
It was straight, though.
But guess what?
Yeah, but how long ago was that?
But okay.
Like 2 months? It's 10G.
But guess what, though? Hey, if it was yesterday.
White balance.
Yep.
differences between me and you, I can turn up. You can't turn up.
No, you can't.
I can turn up and focus and get that shit. What you gonna do?
I will get it. Focus and get that shit. Focus and get that shit as well in my Pixel 5. But yeah, that's kind of, you know, looking forward to that. That'll be good. Plus, we got some videos actually playing with them. That's what we're kind of working on right now. That's what's really under the wraps, or not under the wraps. That's what's really, that's the details of being ironed out.
What?
Is, are we going to be able to do the videos that we want, really?
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. But other than that, like, which we don't see why we can't.
Yeah.
But yeah, there'll be some cool videos we got lined up. Anything else big?
Nah, man. Let's talk about what we need to talk about.
Oh, you said that. You said that like a...
Well, I'm ready to talk. Like I'm ready to podcast. I almost want to have the iPhone Pixel conversation again.
I'm not having... No.
So I messed up last podcast. What happened is, so we record at night. I usually don't export because I don't feel like... Look, I can export, but I'm superstitious with shit. So I feel like I got to shut shit down before I export. So I'll just leave this shit on. Come back in the morning, export the shit. I came back, my computer crashed. And Ableton doesn't do a good job like Final Cut does of just saving shit when you go. So that shit was gone, long story short.
Our audio, right? The audio was gone?
Yeah.
I mean, we had the video.
Yeah, we had the video still. But you know the video sounds fucking horrible.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we know. Yeah, we know.
I could have put it out, though, but it just sounds
horrible. Nah.
Well, do y'all want to mention AMP? We linking with them? No.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about
Chris.
We're going to do the AMP. Okay, yeah. Chris reached out. Said that we wanted to plan, which we have been. I've been looking for smoke.
Shout out to Chris.
Chris is dope, man.
Yeah.
If you're listening, bro, I tweeted him and everything. Say, hey, man, you dope.
Verse was crazy.
Fire.
One on ones is crazy. His editing.
Crazy. I like all the AMP members, man. They all solid
for
yeah.
sure.
But you know. 3v3, I guess.
I don't know if that's going to be an easy dub 3-on-3, though. I mean, I think we'll win, but easy, I don't know.
It's probably not easy because Agent gone.
They're not talking Agent.
Yeah, they weren't talking Agent.
They're talking Davis. It could be Agent, though.
It's going to be Agent.
They was talking Davis, though.
But if they play us, it's going to be Agent. It has to be Agent.
I didn't mention Davis. I mean, unless they change it.
Or Davis can sub in for Duke or somebody.
Nah, but if I... Come on, man. Anyway, but no, in all honesty, though, just the 1v1, whatever, because we don't even know the matchups yet. We don't even know how
that works.
Because
if Davis played, then we're going to have to come backside then. We're going to have to start playing defense like that.
Well, that's why I was saying it probably wouldn't be as easy. But Dre got that.
Yeah, I got that. Not right now. I ain't got the stamina. I got stamina right now.
I know.
But if I had the stamina, oh, shit.
We're going to have to come backside and go ahead and slap dude's shit out of bounds. Lil Davis. Yeah, we're going to have to slap his shit, bro. Because he's going to be trying to do that wild shit on you. He's gonna
do
like Mike Conley,
and that's cool. As long as I'm in shape, he gonna be up here tweaking. I'm here, nigga. Yeah, but
Jacob, like.
I've never done this when I'm playing defense. Well, let's see. I don't know. Hopefully we can do that February, March, somewhere around that time. I'm thinking it'll end up.
You got the advantage really going into this shit. Niggas asleep on you, so you can get your shot. Or maybe I shouldn't say that. That's a good game plan. Anyway, what's the topic?
Once I see it, like, damn, nigga, really in shape. I'm like, yeah, nigga, it's my day, baby, too.
I was looking at your shot, though. This shit is really, like, on his shit. Like, this is, like, you look like you, like,
why are we looking at my shot? Something. Like, why? You shouldn't be looking at it.
Well, I was studying the other day, and I happened to come across one of your lame-ass clips. Yeah. You missed the shot, but the form was straight.
Anyway, but no, I'm excited to link up with them. I know we have a lot of videos to do.
Yeah. That'd be nice. Are y'all doing the classic talk?
Wrap it up with the classic. Real quick. I don't feel like spending too much time on this because it's late. But I want to talk about. Normally we do the podcast like earlier, a little bit more energetic, topics a little better. But real shit though, like I feel like a lot of new niggas. That's how I felt about myself. At one point, I was like Dre. Like you look at, I would listen to a lot of music growing up.
Yeah,
and I was like, my ear would stop. Like, I wouldn't, like for example, like, Illmatic. It's like, I just wouldn't listen to Illmatic because it was old. And so, now, it's like, at some point, it was like, you need to go back and listen to it purely just to understand, just to get your own opinion on it.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you go back, you listen to it. Now, Illmatic is kind of unfair because I feel like it aged really well. But, like, something like 36 Chambers didn't age well at all. However, I understand the cohesiveness with the group, The different boroughs coming. That in hip hop, yeah. All right, needle drop. What's that nigga? What's up, Nick Bag? Trey Bag TV? Nope. Bus Tech. Anyway. Branson. Well, real shit though. Shout out to Landon.
If Landon is listening, shout out to you. Seriously.
Yeah, for real. Illmatic. You know, we go listen to that age as well. 36 Chambers to me doesn't age too well. It's like two tracks on there you fuck with, Cream and Torture or whatever the song is, I forgot. But at the end of the day, you go back and you can respect it, and you look and you see what the times. I hate to say, you know, niggas like do your research, but you go back and you understand it, and you can see how it'd be different from that time because it's like 92 or something like that. Even if you look up records from 92, nothing's really sounding like that. And you don't really have anything out of New York coming at like that. So you just understand, you get an appreciation.
Yeah, okay.
Even like the Blueprint, the Reasonable Doubt. I understand the Reasonable Doubt. Doubt? Fuck. I find that one woman, that real popular.
It's funny because that word sounded like it was over there. It did.
That motherfucker traveled. Yeah. Damn. It did, though. Like, I was confused. I was like, why is it over there? But Reasonable Doubt.
You make sure.
Yeah, right. Reasonable. I gotta make sure. Let's see what else. You got the.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about just shit. People didn't Blueprint too, or the records. People didn't classic, right? But now you get these newer people, and they're just younger. They're like
dial it.
No, but okay. You ask them questions. And it's like their history goes back to Chief Keef.
What's wrong with that?
But they're saying, oh, yeah, this is a classic. In what realm? In realm of what? In what you like? Because if you go in the realm of hip hop, it didn't do shit. But you don't know that because you're looking at it's like looking
well,
at
what, well, then I'm gonna ask you to define hip hop, and I don't want to talk about that.
I'm not. Well, guess what? What? I have a better grasp on it. Than a lot of niggas that's born in 2002.
You think so?
Fuck yeah, because it's like this. It's like niggas looking at the NBA today.
I'm saying, are you defining it right, though? There's people who listen to 90s that don't define hip-hop correctly.
Yeah.
They define it based off what they know, too.
Yes. Uh-huh. That is true. Think of it like the NBA, right? Somebody been watching NBA for 10 years, and they tell you that Embiid is the best center they've ever seen. Mm-hmm. Is that he's going down as a legend. Mm-hmm. What would you tell him, Jeremy?
You got to watch some Shaq.
Exactly. But they can't because they don't know any better. It doesn't matter how you define it. They don't know. They just don't know. Like, nigga, have you not seen Shaq? What about Olajuwon?
Right.
But
stay right there. The nigga that says Olajuwon would be wrong in that scenario, which would be funny.
How would he be wrong?
Because Embiid is better. No? All right, so we'll take something else. There is a guy. I don't want to debate right now. There, Olajuwon,
Hakeem the Dream.
That's cool because my mom talks about him all the time. So, but like, take somebody else though, somebody who's been watching basketball for 2 years. He happens to see Stephen Curry, best 3-point shooter. Now, a nigga from '90s,
Reggie Miller, Larry Bird.
The nigga that's been watching basketball for 2 years is right. Sorry.
No. Yeah.
In that case, yeah.
In that case, yes. But if I was say. If I ask you, what makes you think that? I don't know, man. Just what he does for the game. It's not. You don't have an edge. You can be right. You know what they say? A broken clock is right twice a day.
That nigga Dre with the wisdom is crazy.
No, but that's real shit. You can guess some shit and be right. Like, yeah, you'd be right.
Yeah.
But okay, but take that. Let's go back 10 years. A nigga watching Turkaloo. Oh, this nigga the greatest shooter I've ever seen.
You also could be old and jaded.
No, I'm not jaded. it's not me. I'm talking about. I'm not even arguing what's a classic or what's not. I'm just saying, have y'all niggas even thought about, like, where does y'all musical history go? And it's like, yeah, it starts in 2011.
I feel like.
And it's like, damn, have y'all not listened to.
You got to broaden the horizons, huh?
Here's the thing. If I say Die Lit is a classic, what makes you say, oh, you haven't listened to Nas? Nigga, I'm just saying Die Lit is classic. Both of them can be classic, and you ain't got to bring me back to the 90s, right?
No, they can't be classics. No, I'm not going on that one.
Why not?
Dalit's not a fucking concept.
All right, so me and you gonna talk. Not Dalit.
Okay, not Dalit. I don't have to listen to it. No. Cardi's not a classic, nigga.
Here we go. Trap Soul. Now let's begin. So Trap Soul 2009?
15.
No,
14, 15.
15.
No.
This
nigga went
somewhere
else.
He thinking about Jeezy.
No, hold on. No, Bryson Tiller?
You in the No Ceilings.
Bryson Tiller?
Yeah, Bryson Tiller, yeah. Trap Soul, 15, newest fuck. Right? Yeah.
Yeah, 15, yeah.
So.
Like, I'm like, shit.
That music probably brought you back somewhere else.
No, I was thinking about something else.
All right, so listen. Classic?
Yeah.
Why?
I think that
and the only reason I'm asking why is because you think of Dalit and it's the digital overtuned blah blah blah.
No, it just sounds like shit.
No, that's not true. Yo, that's
does.
Not true.
No, it does. It sounds like pure shit.
You're not listening.
I have listened to it.
No, you haven't.
Because I have. After Jeremy recommended, I listened to it. I'm like, nah, not my cup of tea.
It's two different things.
No, it sounds like shit though.
It's clicking through. It's one thing.
I think Cardi took his shit and said, "Record that." Real shit. He's like, "Record that." And he was like, "Shit!" Like, what happened?
That's Alan. Yeah. Like, shit. No. Yeah, so the song with Nicki is not cool.
I don't remember that.
The song with Bryson's not cool.
Nah.
What's the one with the reverse bass on it?
There's a few of them that like three, but it wasn't what like because
three's good.
That's a classic.
Yeah.
No, fucking
here's the thing. I didn't call Cardi classic though.
You did. You said that fucking right though, Alba. You said that.
No. I'm saying I compared it to the sound of Trap Soul because it's more digital.
Trap Soul, yeah. Trap Soul. If I'm being sonically, Trap Soul isn't a classic. I like what Trap Soul did.
Classic.
So what?
It's a classic.
Sonically?
Yeah. That's the only thing it's classic for is sonic.
I think it sounds good. I know. I think it changed the landscape of what a SoundCloud rapper could do.
That's why it's classic.
But which one is it?
What do you mean?
I think it just. The impact, like niggas talk about impact versus like other shit.
Yeah, the impact sonically that it has makes it classic to me. When you change the way shit sounds,
well, see, I think niggas can look at it without even listening to that shit and say, "Yeah, that makes SoundCloud rappers relevant."
What's that mean?
It did. Mm-hmm. Cause I remember one time there was a negative connotation attached to it. Cause I remember.
So how come you don't feel like that's some classic shit? Like
I do, changed. I do feel like that. I'm like that's. But sonically, I feel like it's really good. But it's a lot of misses on that album that ain't popping like that. Like, it's like, write my wrongs is good. Write your wrongs is good. Like, it's a few good songs. Mm-hmm. It's a few great songs and a lot of, like, cool songs.
That's true.
But it's like Drake's albums. How many classics he got? Because according to niggas, every one he dropped, he got at least three
it's
or four.
It's different. Because I feel like Drake influenced the sound, too. But Bryson really influenced a sound.
He did. Why was Nick mad at him? Nick was mad at that nigga for a while for calling his album Trap Soul.
Because it's almost like a cheat code, kinda. But he was just the first nigga to do it.
I think he was just hating. Nick was
it's
hating.
Just one of those things.
It did work though.
Like, fuck, I wish I would have thought of that because I can do that shit. But for one, you know, niggas didn't do it. He did. And maybe you can't do it. You know, that shit is harder to think. I mean, harder than it sounds. Like, I don't know if Bryson's a good singer, but like, yeah, nigga makes hit music.
I feel the same way. I feel like singing wise, I feel like Bryson's on the lower end of like R&B right now.
Yeah,
but
that last album he put out wasn't bad though.
No, it wasn't. But I think those were mainly good records. Mm. Like singing wise, he don't really be carrying anything.
Yeah, that's true.
Like even the songs I really like the one with him and Summer Walker playing games, the remix with him.
Yeah,
he's not cooning on that bitch.
When do you listen to Bryson Tiller?
When I listen to Bryson Tiller?
Like what time is it?
Usually when I was going to work, I play that shit.
How early is that?
About 6:45. I'm looking like that.
Why the fuck are you looking at Bryson Tiller?
I'm getting in the mood, niggas.
At 6.
About to go in here and fuck this money up.
That's funny. That's nasty too, but that makes sense. That's what's up.
Damn, my dad's thinking Bryson Tiller dropped his album in 2009. My fault.
Nah, yeah, that took you back. You was probably listening to the music and you started thinking about something else from 2009. And so you
And
just,
what could I have been thinking about though?
Well, we probably won't talk about it on here.
Oh.
It might be some shit. I don't know. Safety. That's but yeah, fine. Y'all so we like 55 minutes in. Y'all got anything else y'all want to add to the pod?
But just on the class topic. I'm not saying that shit can't be a class. Like, it's cool, but I'm just saying like just what, like, niggas claim, here's my problem with a lot of this shit. people want to be the part, like the newer people. They talk about culture, culture. Shit's part of the culture, 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 culture.
Yeah.
But then you say go back and listen to.
Here's the problem.
36 Chamber, and they're like, nah.
See,
why not? You don't.
I'll shorten this for you.
What?
You an old nigga.
Not old.
No, listen. You an old nigga, but you got good taste, but you're out of date. So that's what old nigga mean. But listen, them niggas is in date, but they don't necessarily have good taste. That don't mean they wrong about everything they saying, though. You just an old nigga and grouchy.
Not, it's not that they wrong.
He called you grouchy?
I'm just I'm just saying, nigga, like I don't wanna hear a nigga talking about culture and you don't give a fuck about that. I said about going back and that's my point.
You're disconnected, Grinch. You have a disconnect with the culture. you see the culture as something else. It's a whole culture.
Yeah, and you
being
gotta,
birthed.
You got to see the whole culture, though. You can't see this much of it and say, I'm for the culture.
And I'm saying the same thing to you, Grouch.
And most of, I ain't gonna get into all that. I'm about to say, nigga ain't for no culture. Niggas think that. Niggas don't have an idea what culture is. Niggas ain't never turned no bag now. What am I talking about?
Niggas ain't never turned no bag now. That's true shit, though.
But
it just depends on what part of the culture. That should be your next stream question. When you start streaming again?
No. Coming soon. Oh, yeah. My channel will be in the fucking description. I never plug my own shit like that, but I will be in the description. December 1st,
you gonna let me on
coming
there?
Back. Say what?
You gonna let me on there?
On what?
Your channel.
Yeah, I'm.
You know I fucked shit up last time. You had to shut that shit down.
Damn, you shut them down?
Nigga.
But nobody, and it's cool because I'm getting to a place where I don't need that type of gratification. Like, I'll let it slide. I shut his shit down.
No, real shit though.
I also can't say it because it's my friend. It looked bad.
No real shit. Okay, we can play 2K though.
I shut your shit down.
We can play 2K though.
I'm not a streamer.
We can play 2K though. Yeah. Nigga want them problems. Nigga see how I change. All right. No, fuck that. I won't even go. First video, Blacktop, me versus Trey. Yeah. Who you playing with?
Wait, so can we go back real quick? And I'll answer your question, I promise.
Let's go back.
All right, so I shut your shit down.
Mm-hmm.
No, do you agree?
What do you mean? What does that mean? Let me know what that means.
So this is what I mean by that. I was on top. I was beating you in 2K. You know what I mean? There was pretty much a lot of me just like fucking you up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You thread that line.
I became Big Scoop, known on your channel. I had niggas barking at you. True or false?
That happened on one case.
All right. So just one more question. I'm going to get to the end, I promise. Mm-hmm. Did you delete 2K off of my shit?
I did.
All right.
I did.
I'm gonna ask Jeremy. Do you feel like that's Big Scoob behavior? Honestly, some Big Scoob shit to do.
What, to delete the 2K?
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
I feel like at that point I was on top.
You might have.
But you had the belt, didn't you?
I did have the belt, but he didn't respect that. We had another conversation.
He had the belt.
Come on, let's light it up, my nigga.
You where at?
On the P5?
Here.
On the P5?
Only thing is, I ain't got
no. On the what? Cover.
The P5. On the
P5. Y'all, is that what y'all call it?
He don't know about that yet. But bring your
P5. That's crazy. But y'all bring, call it the
Jeremy, P5? Bring your controller, P5. Though. Bring your controller, though.
I will.
Do you call it the P5?
We call it whatever we want to.
Yeah, I know where you're getting at. Do you call it the P5?
We call it the.
Do you call it the
P5? Just yeah, the P5.
Why you do that?
Because we cool. You call your shit the 4.
I ain't gonna lie, man. That shit hurt. Damn. That's crazy.
No, we got you. Black Friday.
Yeah, Black Friday. Black Friday. Jeremy got you. Now, but no, but real shit. No, let's find out. I've never played 2K21 on I literally downloaded it and I've never even clicked it. So we got a fresh start coming in. I'm gonna pick John Wall, of course. And you're
John
afraid.
Ball back.
He afraid. You scared as fuck right now. He about to turn the mic off. Scaredy ass nigga.
John Ball is
he
back.
He scared as fuck. John Ball is back, nigga. Who you got? Don't matter. All right, Pod. You better pick LeBron.
You want me to?
You better pick the best nigga you have.
You want me to?
Go ahead.
But
Bron? Mm-hmm. Bron James?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he got to.
Oh, who you want me to pick? Don't say nothing after that. Say a player and don't say that bullshit.
Pick LeBron.
All right, so don't say you're going to.
Yes, that's your best bet.
All right, so never mind. LeBron striked out. Who else you want me to get? Who I beat him with last time?
He was having trouble with Wall.
I beat you plenty with Ball. Oh,
my.
I hate this shit, bro.
I don't know who you had, though.
All right. Second time this has happened. Well, for some reason, you listen to him.
I don't know why. I answered your question.
No, but you listen to him as if he's
as if he has some truth to tell you. So the Beyblade shit. Where we had a fair match. I know you're about fairness. I know you.
I am.
So when we got a fair match, it was clear who won.
Yeah, you won.
But you didn't say that with the Beyblade video. You let him do that whole talking
shit.
What
didn't I say? I was laughing the whole time.
Because every time he came back, he'd be like, blah, 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 all that shit. And niggas is rolling with that shit. So second time.
When did I get a tick? I got a tick? I got a tick like that. That's crazy.
What was the second time? What was we just now talking about?
Oh, just how I be fucking you up. 2K. Yeah.
I'm agreeing.
Who's killing this nigga? Videos is up.
December 1st.
I said you won.
It'll be up.
So am I better than him overall?
No.
Yeah, because you fucking know. And you know you not.
Overall in competition.
Nah, Dre got some heat, though. That's
nah, let's go.
Dre did get Dre got really good at 2K.
Let's go. Look, let's go. Let's go. We're going to play. We're going to see if I still am good. We're going to play Saturday.
That's not what I'm saying,
bro. We're hooking this shit up. We're going to play Saturday.
If he going, if he coming out strong with the P5 too with John Ball, you going I say
I'm
you
not
get
used to the P5 though.
I say you get LeBron for real.
You might need to get LeBron.
Yeah, see, that's why I didn't want you saying that, because that's what? How he was going to twist it. You like, see how he made it
No,
sound?
You need to get LeBron, though.
You see how you sound? He's like, you might want to get LeBron. He like, yeah, you might want to get LeBron.
No, you might want to, though. You might want to. I mean, honestly, that's your best bet.
When you beat him? Derrick Rose?
I don't know. We can go through the footage.
Derrick Rose got cooked.
If y'all wanted to go through the footage, no, nobody wants to.
No, we can go through.
Derrick Rose got cooked. Russell Westbrook got cooked.
Let's do this. Let's watch one game where I won and just see what happened.
Kyrie Irving.
And react to it.
Or did I have Kyrie? What's the one I kept dribbling like that?
Oh, what was that?
I'm not sure. I haven't seen that.
You can tell this nigga don't like onions. Like, you can just look at him and tell. Like, this nigga, he's not an onion-eating ass nigga.
Oh, shit. Y'all ready, man?
Yeah, we out, man. Let's end this.
That's it?
That's it, though. But, yeah, no, for real shit, though, Scoober link will be in the description.
Or it might not.
No, it'll be. I'll put it there.
That probably cut off.
Watch me delete this shit. Really? So? All right, we just audio, strictly audio right now.
Yeah, but it'll be there. It'll be there December 1st, and you're going to see Trey's new ass beating. First time.
Wow.
What's up with you? Why you making it like that, though? Why you like that? Are you on a sitcom?
You don't know why I did that?
Nah. See, I said ass beating. You know what that means. God damn!
You said my name though. In front of
I didn't say yeah. Watch Trey's ass get beat. I didn't say that.
That's better than what
all
he
right,
said.
Man. It's a wrap. All right,
y'all. If I told y'all to come watch Dre's ass beating, are y'all clicking on that? I'm not.
Nah, don't worry. Y'all will see come Monday. I guess I gotta. Yep. Or Tuesday, actually. Tuesday. That's December 1st. Or yeah.
I'm not playing, but yeah,
that's what I thought, bitch.
Goodbye. House.